Hello and welcome to the Casey Center here in Des Moines. We're going to have your con semifinals matchup here with the 10-seed ace Cochran of Glenwood going up against the 5-seed Luke Wallace of Sergeant Bluff Luton. They're going to get started down here on mat number 2. Collar tie here on the right side for Cochran. Walsh and Cochran wrestled at your regional final duels just a couple weeks back. Cochran ended up winning that one. And an upset in high crotch here on the left side for Cochran. Trying to be able to stand up to his feet and cut the corner, but Walsh does a nice job of being able to redirect and go out of bounds. We'll go back to the center. Cochran's been on a tear here on this tournament on the backside, upsetting the 3-seed in the 4th round consolations by a fall. Minute 26 left here in this first period. Outside single attempt coming from Walsh. Stands up to his feet, tries to be able to cut the corner, and he gets a takedown here for 3 for Walsh. Chop and jam here onto the right side. Cochran does a nice job getting to a knee slide, trying to be able to get to his feet, and does. Minute 12 left here, 3-1. Walsh of Sergeant Bluff leads. Collar tie again. High crotch attempt here coming from Cochran. Front hand and arm for Walsh, trying to bounce the head, put a head in the hole. And again, working towards their way out of bounds. Walsh with the front hand and arm position, and they're going to go out of bounds and go back to the center. 53 seconds left. Walsh of Sergeant Bluff Luton leads over Cochran of Glenwood 3-1. Winner goes on to the cons finals for third place. Nice high crotch attempt here coming from Cochran. Needs to be able to stand up to his feet, cut the corner to finish this, and does, right down on the edge of the mat. And Cochran gets himself a takedown here for 3. Leads here 4-3. 37 seconds left here in the first period. And they're going to go out of bounds. 35 seconds left. And we're going to have blood time, I believe. Oh, never mind. They're not. They're going to cut it off. Walsh will get set. Cochran will cover. Chop and jam onto the right side. Up to his feet. Here is Walsh. Now down to a leg. Here is Cochran trying to be able to work his way around. And a reversal for 2 almost. But they're going to go out on the edge of the mat. And they're going to give loss of control for 1. To Walsh. 4-4, 28 seconds left here in the first. Collar tie on the right side again for Cochran, both in the inside collar ties, outside single from Walsh. 10 seconds left here in this first period. 4-4, our score. Again, still staying here at center circle. Shot fake coming from Walsh. Another shot attempt here coming. And that's going to do it here for your first period. Again, 4-4 is still our score, and the flip's going to come. Flip goes to Walsh. Walsh will defer. Cochran will choose bottom. Again, some nice high crotch attempts here from Cochran. And Walsh has been able to fend some of those off. So right off the whistle here, chop and jam onto the left side. Now down to a leg here is Walsh. Cochran had a nice knee slide earlier, looking to do the same, and does, and gets himself an escape for 1. Now leads here 5-4 with a minute 45 left here. Reshot attempt here coming from Walsh, still standing onto their feet. Underhook here on the left side for Walsh. Cochran with the overs. Minute 35 left here, 5-4, still our score. Still staying here at center circle. Tap and go on the head here for Walsh. Far shot attempt here for Cochran. Front hand and arm position again. Looking for possibly a Kelly here for Cochran. And a nice shuck by here from Walsh. Goes down to a leg, but Cochran does a good job getting his leg out. And they're going to go back to the center. 5-4. They're going to give a stall warning on Cochran. Almost looking like he was somewhat fleeing the mat, but just trying to be able to get away. 1 minute left here in this second period. Still in on these collar ties here. 52 seconds left. Another far shot attempt. Cochran's just shooting from a little bit of a distance. And a front hand and arm again here for Walsh. Looking to be able to continue to move Cochran. Maybe try to get a shuck by. But now Cochran ends up on top here with a front hand and arm position. Now tries to be able to turn. Gets himself to the corner. With a nice crossface here, 35 seconds left. And there's going to be a takedown there for 3 as he hooks the left leg. And now is going to lead here 8-4. Has a butcher locked up here, trying to be able to work his way around. 23 seconds left here in this second period. Cochran leads here 8-4. Has a crossface here on the left side, looking to be able to get a turn. Has a Turk locked in here. Is going to get some near fall potentially. Wallace doing a good job fighting down towards his belly. Cochran just doesn't have the leg elevated high enough yet. Still onto this crossface here. 5 seconds left. Cochran to look to at least get a couple swipes here, but he's not going to get anything out of it and just leads here 8-4, and that's going to do it for your second period. It's going to be Walsh's choice. Walsh is going to choose bottom. Walsh will choose bottom. Walsh gets set. Cochran will cover. Now down here to a leg here is Cochran with a nice mat return. Gets himself down to a takedown here. Leads here 8-4, minute 40 left. Bear claw ride here for Cochran. Now down onto a leg, working their way out of bounds, and they're going to go out. Minute 36. Cochran leads here 8-4. Walsh will get set. Cochran will cover. Now down to a crotch lift here for Cochran. Walsh trying to be able to get up to his feet. Remember, one stall call here on Cochran. Needs to be careful here and almost needs to be able to let him go to not get another. Still following along here is Cochran, and they're going to go out of bounds. 8-4, minute 23 left here in this match. Cochran trying to be able to get himself to that consolation finals and get as high as third place. Walsh gets set. Cochran will cover. Will be a caution on Cochran. Minute 23 left here in this third period. Now down to a high crotch here. Looking for a crotch lift for Cochran, and they're going to let him go. Now 8-5, minute 14 left. Remember, one stall call on Cochran. Outside single attempt here coming from Walsh. In on a leg here, trying to bring the hips in. Cochran trying to be able to cut in with a free hip. Walsh in deep on this shot here on the edge of the mat. 55 seconds left here. Still with a front head and arm position. 8-5, still our score. And they're going to go out of bounds. 47 seconds left here. 8-5, still our score. Cochran has one stall call. Just needs to be able to be smart. He can give up two more. Still going to stay here at the center. 43 seconds left here. Collar tie here onto the right side. Still with a front head and arm. High crotch attempt here coming from Cochran. If he can cut the corner here, he might be able to seal this one off. No points rewarded just yet. And Cochran's going to get himself a takedown here for three. 11-5. 24 seconds left. Cochran rolling in a wrist onto the right side. Still staying on his toes and putting pressure in forward. 14 seconds left here with a crossface now coming from Cochran, leading here 11-5. And Ace Cochran of Glenwood, the 10 seed, the freshman, is going to be wrestling for a third place medal here later this afternoon. And we'll just continue to climb the ladder. And we'll be going for third place here later this afternoon. Here shortly, we will have Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah and Drake Boothie of Glenwood in your consolation semis match.